And now, Ben Bailey.
God demonstrates His own love toward us. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Friend, if there's one thing that is replete throughout Scripture, it is the fact that God loves man more than probably we'll ever understand, and He's done so much to show that love to us. How is it that God has demonstrated His love for me and for you? Well, one of the greatest ways that God shows or demonstrates His love toward us is by giving us the Bible. Think about, where would we be without the Word of God, without revelation from God? Where would we be if we'd never heard of God and we were living the way that we wanted to live? Do you see how important the revelation of God, the Bible, is in giving us the message of God's love? Think about it. This book is the very Word of the God who created the heavens and the universe. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. That word, inspired of God, literally means God breathed out. When God exhaled, what was on His breath was the very Word from Him to mankind. How thankful we ought to be that God has given us revelation. When I come to the Bible and I look at its pages and I look at these books, I can know that these are not the ideas and teachings of men. These are the words of God. The Bible says in 2 Peter 1, verses 19 through 21, that holy men of God spoke as they were guided or moved along by the Holy Spirit. When Peter sat down and wrote 1st and 2nd Peter, or when Matthew was inspired to write the Gospel of Matthew, those weren't Matthew's thoughts. Those weren't his interpretations. Those writings were the very Word of God. And friend, there's such value in us having the Bible today because it is what gives us real truth in this life. In John chapter 17, verse 17, Jesus said this, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your Word is truth." Imagine the importance of truth. That truth which Jesus Himself said is able to set us free. "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John chapter 8 and verse 32. Friend, I can know that God loves me because in the Bible, God has given me everything I need to make sure that I get to heaven. The psalmist said in Psalm 119, 160, a beautiful statement about God's Word. He says, "The entirety of your Word is truth, and every one of your statutes endures forever." From Genesis 1:1 to the very end of Revelation 22, the Bible is inspired of God, inerrant, and all the truth man needs to get to heaven. I love the words of 2 Peter 1, verse 3. The Bible says that God has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us. I can have everything I need right now to be a godly person and to live the best life. How? Through that knowledge God gives us found in the Bible. And so does God love us? Absolutely. He's shown that to us by giving us the Bible. And friend, it's the Bible that gives us the message of salvation. Paul said this in Romans 1, verse 16. He said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to all those who believed." This book, the Bible, is where the power for salvation is at. James said in James 1, verse 21, that we need to receive with meekness the implanted Word, which is able to save our souls. Peter said in 1 Peter 1, verse 25, that it's the Word of God by which we're born again. Oh, how important the Bible is in God's plan for man, and how much it expresses God's love to me in the fact that He was willing to make salvation available, that He gave us the Scriptures, and how we need today to value the Bible. You know, friend, we live in an age where the Bible is not valued near as much as it ought to. Oh, how men would have the mentality of Job. Job said in Job 23, verse 12, "I have desired your word more than my necessary food." how we need the mindset that the most valuable possession, the greatest demonstration of love, can be found right here in the Scripture. Friend, have you received God's message of love in your life by being obedient to the gospel? The Bible tells us God loves us and wants all men to be saved. Have you obeyed God? Here's what they did in the first century. In Acts chapter 2, when they cried out, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" The answer was this: repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. God loves you. We love you. Won't you respond to the Bible, God's message of love, by obeying the Scriptures, while you know what you need to do?